Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might talk to some flowers,
eat some yummy honey,
and learn where honey comes from. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Oh, really?
No.
And then what did she say?
Well, of course they said that. That's such a Rose thing to say.
Mim, what are you doing?
Oh, shh.
Who are you talking to? Nobody.
Are you talking to the flowers?
Well, I wanted to catch up with the tulips on the gossip of the garden, and they don't want just anybody to hear about how the roses want to be in the centre of the garden because the dandelions haven't colour coordinated this year.
Oh, that's such a Rose thing to say.
I know.
Bless you.
Have you ever noticed how... Have you ever noticed how when all the flowers open up... When all the flowers open up, your face feels like it's gonna explode?
I think that's your allergies.
Isn't that Al Urgy, the gardener?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Al.
G'day, Beanies.
I just can't stop sneezing.
Ooh, look. It's a little bee.
Bee sting. Get it away.
It's all right, Michael. If you leave the bee alone, it'll be on its way and not sting you. They're too busy delivering all the letters to the flowers.
Delivering letters?
Yep, I've got a story all about it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It was nearly springtime in the Beanies' garden, and all of the flowers were getting ready to open up. Remember, Mini Beanies, a lot of flowers only open up and show their pretty petals when it's springtime. For the rest of the year, they're closed and being very patient. One flower said to another,
Rose, can you hear me?
Yes, Rosie, I can.
Oh, I'm ever so excited for springtime to show the garden our wonderful red petals.
And for people to stick their big noses in our faces and go... That's a smelly rose.
Flowers could only talk to the other flowers around them. If they wanted to talk to a flower in another part of the garden, they would send a letter. The sunflowers would write something like,
Hey, Instagrilla followers, Sunny here. Just enjoying this chiller sunny day with my sunflower fam.
Hey.
Yes, I'm just gonna vibe here and get some rays because I'm a sunflower and I can't move. Yeah. Big shout out to this letter's sponsor, Sunflower Moisturizer. Keep those petals wrinkle-free in springtime. Bye.
The roses would send love letters to each other.
To my dearest Rosie, your beauty has inspired me to write a poem. Roses are red. Violets are blue. The gardener's fertilizer smells like... Oh, I dropped my pencil.
The frangipanis would send their complaints to each other, like...
To Frangi Karen. My recent clipping from the gardener was the worst cut I've ever experienced. They took way too much off my leaves, and it's going to take weeks to grow back. Why didn't they give me enough water on my soil? Like, hello, how hard is it to water a plant?
All of the plants in the gardens would send letters to each other. And who delivered them? Ben the bee. Haven't you seen all the bees busily going from flower to flower? It's because they're delivering letters. Ben the bee would deliver all the letters in the garden.
Bzzz, morning, Rosie.
Oh, hello, Ben the bee. Is that a letter from my dearest Rose?
Bzzz, I think it is. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Bzzz, no worries, Rosie. Have a good day. Hello, Dan the dandelion. Any letters you want delivered?
Hello, Ben. Yes, I've got quite a few. It's nearly spring and me and the rest of the flowers in the garden have to organise what day we're going to open up and show our colourful petals. We've got to look our best for the spring festival.
Of course. I'll get these to all of the flowers right away.
And so Ben the Bee went from flower to flower delivering messages. It takes a lot of organisation to get the flowers to open up at the same time. It also takes a while for all the flowers to agree on what day to open. The sunflowers would say,
I need at least 3 more days for my suntan to settle on my petals. Let's open in 3 days.
And the sweet peas would say,
We have been ready to bloom for weeks. Let's do it now.
And then the snapdragons would say,
"We the snapdragons got our colours mixed up and need at least a week to fix it all up."
It went on and on. Ben the bee was getting pretty tired of flying everywhere. But that's a bee's job. The springtime festival was just around the corner, but the flowers hadn't agreed on what day to open up yet. They could see the people of the town setting up stalls and getting ready for the festival. But all the gardeners were starting to get worried about the flowers not blooming yet.
I'm very confused.
Ben the bee flew to the cherry blossom in the middle of the garden for a rest.
Nothing like a little rest to stretch out the tired wings.
The cherry blossom started to talk to Ben the bee.
Oh, hello, Ben. Any letters for me today?
Oh, hello, Cherry. No, nothing here for you. I haven't had time to visit any of the trees in the neighbourhood just yet. All the flowers in the garden have been keeping me busy, trying to organise when to open up and bloom. They can't agree on anything and it's all very silly.
Oh, well, they should have asked me. The spring festival starts tomorrow, so they better open up.
Tomorrow? Well, how do you know that?
Well, they put a big banner up across the street. Can't the flowers see it?
Well, I guess not. Maybe they can't see over the fence like you can.
I'm sorry to say it, Ben, but I think you've got a lot of buzzing to do. You've got to tell all the flowers to bloom tomorrow, or they'll miss the spring festival.
Okay.
So Ben the bee took off to go from flower to flower and tell them the news. As soon as he took off, a small girl playing in the garden spotted Ben.
A bee! A brand new bug for my collection!
The little girl got out a net and tried to catch Ben the bee.
Come here, little bee.
No, I've got to deliver a message to all the flowers.
The little girl swung with her net and caught Ben the bee.
Hi-ya! Gotcha! Here you go, little bee. I'll put you in this jar and add you to my bug collection.
Ben the bee was caught. Now in a jar with a bunch of other bugs. There was a spider, a fly, and a moth.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Meanwhile, back in the garden, all the flowers were still arguing about when they should bloom.
I think it should be
tomorrow. Well, I reckon, no, at least five more days to get that all.
If Ben didn't get a message to them soon, they wouldn't bloom in time. Ben asked the other bugs in the jar.
So, anyone know how to get out of here?
Not really. I've been buzzing against the glass and buzzing against the lid and flying around in circles. I've tried everything,
said the fly.
Well, as a spider, I think the best thing to do is for all the bugs to get in my web here.
For the last time, no!
Oh, raspberries.
Come on, everyone. There's got to be a way for us to get out of this jar.
I've got an idea,
said the moth.
Why don't we fly into the light?
No, moth, we've tried that,
said the fly.
I've got it,
said the spider.
Yes?
Why don't all the bugs get in my spider web?
No!
Oh, raspberries.
Then Ben the bee saw that the jar was very close to the edge of the table. Maybe a little push would make it roll off the table, break open, and then all the bugs would be free.
Quick, everyone. If we all push together, we might be able to tip the jar over. Ready? One, two, three, push!
And the bugs all hurled themselves against the side of the jar. It tipped one way, then the other, then fell off the edge of the table. When it hit the floor, it smashed open and all the bugs escaped.
We're free!
Remember, you're all welcome to my spiderweb anytime.
Ben the bee flew off to deliver the message to all the flowers.
Hey, Rosie. Sorry I'm late. Spread the word. Cherry Blossom said the festival starts tomorrow, so you all have to bloom then.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ben.
The next day was the start of the spring festival. All the people in town had gathered to look at the beautiful flowers. But they hadn't opened yet. The cherry blossom said,
"All right, flowers, time to bloom."
And all the flowers opened up. The red roses, the yellow sunflowers, and the pink cherry blossoms all showed their beautiful petals in all the many different colours. It was gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Look at that. Oh, I'm getting some roses. There we go.
Look at those colours there. That's quite beautiful. I really like it.
Thanks to the efforts of Ben the Bee, it was the most beautiful spring festival yet.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a flower garden.
How big is your garden? Is it rolling hills of colourful flowers or a cute little yard?
What colours are there in your garden? Lots of red roses or all the colours of the rainbow?
What does it smell like? Is it sweet or does it smell like yummy food? Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a flower garden.
Now time for a song.
A buzzy bee went to the tree to make some yummy scrummy honey for me. All that yummy didn't fill my tummy, so we need more bees to make more honey. Buzz, 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 buzz. One buzzy bee went to the tree to make some yummy scrummy honey for me.
Good story, Laura.
Yeah, so clever how biggies can deliver all the messages to the flowers.
Yep, pretty cool, huh?
But bees aren't really delivering letters, are they? I thought they were getting all their honey from flowers.
I don't really know.
I know someone who does.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies.
Professor, are bees delivering letters to all the flowers? Is that why they go from flower to flower all the time?
Not quite, Mim. Bees are collecting pollen and nectar. Bees turn pollen and nectar into honey.
Pollen? What's that?
Pollen is a little powder made by flowers to share with other flowers so that they can make seeds.
And what's nectar?
Nectar is a sugary treat flowers make to encourage bees to come to them.
Ooh, treats!
Bees go from flower to flower, collecting as much as they can and then bring it back to their home called a bee hive. And that's where they turn the nectar and pollen into honey.
Cool!
Bees store the honey in a honeycomb for all the other bees in the hive to eat. Luckily for us, bees usually make a little extra honey for us to enjoy.
Bees must visit so many flowers. They always look so busy.
They do. And that is also why bees are one of the most important insects in the world. Because they visit so many flowers, they help spread the pollen flowers need to make seeds. Without bees, flowers would have a very hard time doing this. In fact, without any bees, A lot of flowers would be in danger of not spreading their pollen at all and could disappear.
Wow! So bees are super important.
That's right, Mim. We have to look after bees so they can look after the flowers. There are a lot of plants with flowers, and they need to spread pollen to reproduce and make seeds. Us humans and other animals use those seeds for food. Without bees, we could lose those plants and seeds and be in a lot of trouble.
Wow! If bees are so important, is there anything we can do to help them?
Well, you can make your very own bee hotel. Oh, mini beanies. I've put a video all about it on the beanies website, so you can go and make your own.
Wow! Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
Alrighty, beanies, let's go home and make a bee hotel. They must get so tired from flying so much. They'll probably need a nap.
Yay, naps!
Maybe you can plant some flowers in your garden.
Or see if there are any bees in your garden.
But be careful, bees can sting.
Bye, mini beanies!
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, mini beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.